So I want to start with something that happened recently. I was speaking to a founder, really smart, already making good money, doing all the right thing. And she said something that just stopped me for a second. She said, I'm using AI every single day and I feel like I'm working more than ever. And I remember just pausing because I knew exactly what she meant. Because on the surface, it looks like progress. You're creating more, posting more, doing more. But underneath that, you're busier, not better. And the worst part, it feels like you should be further ahead by now. And I've had that moment too, where you're doing all the things, testing the tools and trying to stay ahead. And you sit back and think, why doesn't this feel like scale? And that's when it clicked for me. AI isn't the problem. The way we're using it is. Okay, so let's talk about AI, because honestly, most founders are getting this completely wrong right now. And I don't mean that harshly, but I see it every single day. And people are using AI to create more posts, more emails, more ideas, and somehow they're busier than ever. And I'll be honest, there was a point where even I caught myself slipping into this, testing tools and trying new platforms, creating more than I needed to. And it looked productive. But when I really stepped back and looked at it, it wasn't scaling anything. It was just more output. And so I made a decision. I stopped asking, how can I create more? And started asking, how can this make me more efficient, more profitable, and more focused? And everything changed from that point. So let's talk about what actually works. First, content. And this is where most people get stuck because they think they need to show up every single day, posting constantly, creating endlessly, and it becomes exhausting. But I want you to think about this differently. I stopped creating daily content a long time ago. Instead, I focused on creating one powerful piece, something with depth, like a podcast, a long form video, a proper email, and then I let AI do the rest. I remember the first time I really did this properly. I took one piece of content and turned it into everything. Clips, posts, emails, messaging. And I thought, why was I ever doing this the hard way? Because that one piece did more than a week of scattered content ever did. Now let's talk about leads, because this is where I see so much time being lost. I used to manually respond to everything, every message, every inquiry, every conversation. And at the time it felt necessary, like this is just part of growing a business. But what I realized was it was slowing me down, not just me, but the whole process, because everything relied on me being available. So I started looking at what actually needs me and what doesn't. And this is where automation and AI became powerful, not replacing connection, but creating a pathway. And so that when someone gets to me, they're already informed, already interested, already warm. Now, sales, this is where things really shifted for me, because I used to think, I just need more leads. But when I really looked at it, the opportunity wasn't more people. It was better conversion. And I remember reviewing conversations and thinking, this is where it's dropping. This is where they hesitate. This is what they need to hear. And once I refined that, everything felt easier, more aligned, more natural, because I wasn't chasing anymore. I was converting. Now money, this one's big, because I've had phases in business where revenue looked great. But behind the scenes, it didn't feel like it should. And I had to really sit with that and ask, where is this actually going? And when I started looking properly, I could see it, the leaks, the inefficiencies, and the things that didn't need to be there. And I always say this, you don't always need more revenue. Sometimes you just need better structure. Now, operations, and this is where most founders resist. Because it feels boring, let's be honest. Systems, processes, automation, it's not the exciting part. But I remember a moment where I thought, I can't keep doing things this way because everything depended on me. And that's not scalable. So I started building systems, small things at first, then bigger ones. And over time, the business stopped feeling heavy anymore because it wasn't all sitting on me anymore. And then finally, your voice. because this matters more than ever. There was a time where I tried to perfect how things sounded, make it polished, make it right, and it lost something. And what I've realized now is people don't connect with perfect. They connect with real. So instead of trying to sound like AI, I just speak like this. I share what I think, what I've learned, what I've experienced, and then I let AI support it and not replace it. And that's the shift. AI is not here to make you busier. It's here to make you more focused, more intentional, and more effective. So let me ask you something. Where are you overdoing it right now? Where are you creating too much, complicating things, staying busy instead of scaling? And what would happen if you just simplified it, focused on what actually moves the needle? Because scaling isn't about doing more, it's about doing what matters better. And if you're listening to this and thinking, I know there's a smarter way to run my business, I just can't quite see it yet, then just DM me. We can have a conversation about your most effective and efficient scaling strategy for 2026 and what that actually looks like for you. And as always, think like a millionaire, scale like a CEO, expand like an icon.